Welcome to the guided meditation called Fundamental Innocence. And this inquiry supports the presence process, week number 5. In the original book, it's called I Compassionately Embrace My Innocence. In the revised edition, the weekly statement is I Am Innocent. So let's begin this meditation by relaxing as much as you're able, taking some deep breaths and letting yourself settle into yourself, bringing awareness into your body, sensations in your feet, in your legs and torso, arms, neck, shoulders, head and face. Just registering what it's like to be you in your body. Letting the chair or the couch just hold you up so you can let go into it. And allowing some of your attention to also register the space that of the room that you're in, the surroundings that are around you. And we'll begin with an invitation to allow yourself to think of a recent event where you got upset. It really evoked a strong emotional reaction in you. Allowing yourself, if you're able, to feel the upset. What's the worst of it for you? The situation. What's the crux of it? What's hard for you about it? As you allow yourself as best you're able to feel what's hard about the situation for you, just allow yourself to notice the particular qualities of this discomfort. How do you feel physically and emotionally in response to this situation? And staying with this specific feeling of upset, this particular physical and emotional quality of discomfort, as your touchstone, ask yourself, when before this event did I feel just like this? Again, there's no right or wrong way to do this. As best you're able, just allow memory to arise of when you felt this way before this recent event. Just noticing this particular emotional quality and how that felt in that previous event. And again, staying with this specific quality of emotional upset, this emotional resonance, ask yourself again, when before this did I feel this particular way. Allowing another memory, even earlier memory, to arise. And at your own pace, let yourself be shown moments going back in time that carried and evoked this same felt resonance, this particular emotional quality. There's no need to force anything, just allowing the memories to take you back as young as they'll let you go, and allowing yourself to naturally arrive at an earlier time. Just allowing yourself to go back as far as you're able, as far as it goes this time. Allowing yourself to feel and recognize this particular emotional resonance each step, each of those places along the way back. When you've arrived at the earliest memory or intuition of memory, I invite you to see if you can let your younger self show you his or her experience. Really let that younger part of you show you what it was like back then. And the way this young part of you might show you the experience is through emotions, what it felt like, or images, maybe a word or a phrase or a sentence. Just let that younger self really show you what it was like. Now, I invite you to allow yourself to recognize and know and feel the total innocence of your young self in that early situation. If this feels right to do, maybe even you can imagine holding her or him, the little one, in your lap, if that feels comfortable. Holding them in some way and reflecting back to them their innocence. letting that young part of yourself know how innocent they are and were. And now see if you can let this young self, this young you, melt back into your body. See if you can claim his or her innocence as your own. Notice what happens when you say to yourself, "I am innocent." And let yourself feel and know this fundamental innocence that you are. Really allow yourself to drink in your fundamental innocence if you can. If not, that's all right. That's perfect too. Now we're going to come back to the present moment from that earlier time. So if it feels right, I invite you now to come forward in time to that next early event where you felt that resonance, that emotional trigger. If you can remember that next older stop. And as you remember and feel this next older situation, I invite you to see if you can locate your innocence here as well. What's it like to allow yourself to know your innocence at this slightly older place? See if there's a way you can allow yourself to know your fundamental innocence here. And at your own pace, go ahead and come forward in time to the next memory, feeling your emotional experience of that situation, and again, connecting with your innocence here as well. And then doing that again for the next event closer to now until you reach this moment. Just tracking your innocence, each step, each memory, each location. noticing the thread of innocence that you arrived into this world with, and how that threads all the way through your life until now. In each of these situations, and bringing yourself to the present moment. If you can, seeing if you can allow yourself to register your fundamental innocence right here, right now, in this current present tense moment. And when you're ready, you can take some deep breaths and move your body and open your eyes slowly and return to now. Thank you.